Today, two local congressional candidates called on a public television station to provide a full opportunity for them to be seen and heard by the public. WEDU, the local public broadcasting system affiliate, has canceled televised debates because the incumbents, Democrat Kathy Castor and Republicans Ginny Brown Waite and Gus Bilirakis, have all declined to participate. But a representative from the television station said today that the candidates would be offered time to appear in a show that would also include political analysts in a broadcast that still has yet to be fully formed. John Russell is a Democrat running against Brown Waite in Florida's 5th District, which encompasses parts of 8 different counties, including Pasco and Hernando. On a conference call today, he said that WEDU is going against their own policy of giving a challenger a full 30 minutes access on their station if their opponent cancels on a debate appearance.
The precedent has been when one of the candidates does not show up, they will carry on with the 30-minute time segment solo. That's what happened to me 2 years ago.
After the incumbents refused to debate, representatives from the television station had told the challengers that they would provide them with 2 minutes of airtime and then augment their program with political analysis by a group of reporters and academics. But Eddie Adams Jr., a Republican running against Kathy Castor in the Tampa area, said that wasn't good enough.
I can actually represent and say what's been going on in my campaign better than anyone else, so I really don't need anybody to speak for me. And if they got a table full of people who are going to be talking about political, what's going on within this community, then they can ask the candidates that show up directly. If the incumbents don't show up, then they should have the same panel ask the challengers, one or two or three or however many they want to invite, and let us get a chance to talk and defend our campaigns.
WEDU had hoped to broadcast 30-minute debates between the major incumbents in all of the congressional races in the Tampa Bay area. But amongst the incumbents, only Polk County Republican Adam Putnam has so far agreed to debate his Democratic challenger. Eddie Adams Jr. said the strategy was typical of an incumbent candidate, but added that with Congress's popularity ratings in the tank, it was another reason why they may not want to meet the press.
All of the incumbents have decided that the more they stay out of the public eye, the better off they're going to be, because this Congress has a lower rating than the president. It's actually under 10%, one of the lowest rated Congresses in history. So it pursues and behooves them to not be public. But that should not cost me.
Later on the conference call, Laura Turner, the vice president of communications for WEDU, said she shared the congressional challenger's frustration with the incumbents refusing to debate on local television.
We've been working for almost 2 months and trying to organize these debates. And if you go back to your original communication from WEDU back in August, we did ask for candidates to debate on special programs. Debates meaning two people at the same time. Again, I'm not making light of this, but that was our initial goal. That did not happen.
But Turner then said that WEDU was not locked into their original idea of only giving the candidates 2 minutes of airtime. Those candidates also include Democratic congressional challengers Bill Mitchell in District 9 and Bob Hackworth in District 10. Mitchell canceled appearing on the call at the last moment. Turner said that WEDU's vice president of production, Jack Conley, currently on vacation, might agree to changing the format.
I will commit to you now that as soon as he's in, I will sit down with him, discuss what the conversation we've had today, and have your notes in front of me in terms of what you think may be a fair look at it, and see what we can come up with, and then contact you from there.